Hi, you're live on KVMR with David Cassidy.
Hello, David.
Hello.
It's Jane here from Australia.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. How are you? From Australia?
I'm great. David, I just want to wish you all the best with your new CD, A Touch of Blue.
Thank you. That's very, very kind of you. You're calling from Australia?
Yes. I saw you last November.
Wait a minute. You're on the line now, and you're in Australia.
In Nevada City, California, yes.
Yeah.
Technological, isn't it?
This is being broadcast on the is on the internet, so our website, kvmr.org.
Well, I was in Australia for the first time in 25 years last year, and I had a great time. Fans there, so incredible that having not been back there in so long, fans like Jane and so many others, it was a fantastic 3 weeks that we spent there. And
David, it was 28 years, and I hope it's not another 28 years. And you like to come back?
I hope so too. From your lips to God's ears, Jane. It's a long, long way, and it's a lot of time to be away from home. But I hope I get a chance to come back next year.
Now, Jane, what time is it in Australia right now?
3:30 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
David.
That's what you call loyalty, David.
It's Friday there, isn't it?
It's something there. Jane, well, thank you very much for the call, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right. And if you want to call closer or further away, you can do that. The call numbers are 265-9555, 800-355-5867. That was something you were not expecting this morning, Mr. Cassidy.
No, I mean, it's quite extraordinary. Think about it.
Well, this whole thing is extraordinary. We are a small community radio station here in the foothills, and you are probably the most famous person that has ever graced our airways, and I believe the first person that's ever garnered a call from across the world.
Well, I'm very flattered. I mean that sincerely. It's because of people like she and Barbara and I've had all over the world that I do what I do, and I get to do something I love to do, and they're the reason that I've been successful for 3 decades. And
now, when you were a teenager, the size of your fan club was larger than that of both the Beatles and Elvis Presley at any time.
It was probably 20, 21, something like that.
Okay.
But close enough.
What sort of impact does that have did that have on you at that time?
Well, it you know, changed my life dramatically. The things that are trivial and are chores to most people become things that, like going to the supermarket or going to the bank, standing in line and doing things like that. I couldn't, you know, go to restaurants. I couldn't go anywhere. I had a hard time just getting into work and getting out, and getting in and out of venues and concerts and playing stadiums and things all over the world was quite, it was a difficult task. And, you know, it changes your lifestyle dramatically. And I don't think I ever lost touch with the fact that I was just, this is just what I do. Fortunately for me, I was able to leave it at the top. The only person that cares about that ultimately is me, but I walked away from it playing stadiums on my last world tour, and I decided not to try and compete with my fame or my career, but to do good work. And no matter what I do, I try and bring the passion that I have in anything, as a writer, as a producer, as an actor, or whatever I should choose to do. And I think the work, if you do good work, everything else comes, you know, and that's all there is to it. It's never been a pursuit of fame or money for me. It's been because I love to do what I do, and that's all there is to it.